Hello. Is that you? Kapoor?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, no. It's connected. Let me quickly tell you about the fingerprinting.
Okay.
Okay, open the link.
By the way, they report. Oh, no, never mind. That's not updated. Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, sorry, what?
Okay, open the link that I sent you.
Okay. Okay.
Schedule a manager appointment. You do next for the privacy thing. When it comes into the essential info page, instead of name or method of contact, switch over to agency ID and date of birth.
Okay.
On the document, the live scan document from CHRC that is including fingerprinting.
Yeah.
The
one that says yes, the.
Yeah, yeah. The one that says yes. Do our agency ID. You're gonna put that ID and the date of birth of the caregiver.
Agency ID. Okay.
And then, when you schedule the appointment, you're just going to put the zip code, and it's going to give you the location.
Okay.
You can have a fingerprinting. And they have tons of appointments per day. What you're going to do, I'm sending you a link to... Fingerprint, there you go. Meaning when you schedule the appointment, get that off common, also cost $104.50. What you're going to do is you're going to give the caregiver a code. Let me show you the street. Okay, update sheet. Is do codes.
Okay.
You basically give, you provide a code to the caregiver, and you tell them that when they come to the appointment, instead of paying, you're going to provide this pay code, and the appointment will be covered. Off the sheet, I want you to put the name of the aide and the appointment date.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the code gate node GNIS, basically, it's going to charge our card when the aide uses the code.
Mm-hmm.
Only they went to the appointment. How will you know if they didn't go to the appointment? CHRC strict city because of her responses. If they come back again on the live scan and fingerprinting, and you know they already had an appointment, then you know, like, okay, just go.
Okay.
Rebecca says the response flexibility can be 18 took, but she sees now that the fingerprinting, that it comes back only on Wednesdays. Imagine if you schedule someone.
Okay.
And you know, like, oh, they have a scheduled appointment, they scan it, so they can knock on any fingerprint, and you know, like, okay, because they didn't go to their appointment yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have to reschedule them.
Yeah, so, meaning you also know that the code wasn't used.
Okay.
So on this sheet that I sent you, you'll document the name of the aide, and put your name that you provided the code, and the appointment date, so we know if the code was used or not. If you want, you could just copy the code into the notes on your regular sheet, so you know that if they call you and ask you again for the code, you'll be able to answer.
Okay. It's really easy, so I'll schedule whoever.
Yeah, so schedule, set up the fingerprint whoever needs it. Obviously, I'm meeting with whatever up here, so if Abby just came to my desk, I didn't have time to talk to him. I want to know if he ended up getting a response to set up the CHRC. But even if not, for now, we're going to work like that, and she can deny your request to see Lee. Or whatever, to Donna and Sylvie.
Okay. Okay, and then orientation, we don't know yet.
Whatever, Friday's discussion. I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.